Masechet Mori Katan, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Ein oifin et ba'ama b'tchila b'moed u'b'shvi. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that a person is not allowed to dig new creeks on Chol HaMoed and on Shvi. On Chol HaMoed it's usher because this is excessive tircha, it's very hard work. And on Shvi it's also usher because it seems like as if you're hoeing the ground to prepare it for growing crops, which is obviously usher on Shvi'ah. The Chachamim Omer, Oisin et Ha'ama B'tchilu B'Shvi'ah. The Chachamim argue, they say, that you could make a creek on Shvi'ah, and it does not appear as if you're hoeing, since you take the dirt and you get rid of it, and a person that's hoeing keeps the dirt around. U'metaknin et Ha'mukukalot B'moy. You're allowed to fix a creek that got ruined a little bit, dirt fell into it, that you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, and that is not excessive tircha. U'metaknin es kokule hamayim sheberishus harav. It's also mutter to fix water pipe that is in Rishus HaRabim in a public domain, even if it's not l'tzarech hamayim, since it's l'tzarech harabim. Tzarech harabim is also mutter on Chol HaMoed, v'chotitin oisam. You can also clear them out if sand, dirt, or rocks fall in them. U'metaknin es adrachim et harachobim. That's mikvot hamayim. It's also mutter to fix the streets and the mikvot, as this is also Torah HaRabim. V'oisin kol Torchei HaRabim. You can do all Torchei HaRabim, including to fix up wells that are used for drinking water. U'metaynin es akvaros. Also in Chol HaMoed, you'll want to mark the akvaros, to mark them, to make sure that kohanim don't go near them. V'yoisin afa akvayim. The Bezin sends out shluchim to go into people's fields to make sure they're not growing clients. And they did this on Chol HaMoed as Bezin paid the shluchim from the Tumas HaLishka, and Bezin wanted to hire the shluchim Dafa and Chol HaMoed. Since there's no other work to be done, they were able to hire them out more cheaply. Second Moed Katan, Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Moishin et Amayim Me'ilan Le'ilan. You can draw water from one tree to another tree. That's not a tercha, and therefore it's mutar on Chol HaMoed. Upovad shelo yashkeh kol sadeh. But to water the rest of the field, you can't, because as we said previously, any field that does not need constant irrigation, it's usher to water it on Chol HaMoed, since it's not a davar of it. Zraim shelo shatu lifnei HaMoed. Lo yashkin b'moed. If you have crops that were not watered before Yantif, you can't water them on Yantif. Even if it's a beis hashlachim, a field that needs constant watering, since you didn't water them before Yantif, they obviously don't need to be watered that often, and therefore it's not a davar of it, and it's usher to water them on Chol HaMoed. The Chachamim Matir and Bezel Bezel. The Chachamim argue, and they are Matir. Both run shall assess with Ne'am Moed. They allow that you can water them on Moed. And also, even a field that's called a Beis HaBaal, a field that does not need constant watering, even so, the Rabbanan allow to water it on Chol HaMoed.